never open your mouth and you couldn't make a sound. That's why we played that song today. Yeah. It's rough when you're trying to say something and you don't know how to say it, or you can't bring the words to say what you need to say. I've never had that problem. Well, that's not true. Sometimes you have that problem with people that are your superiors, like your bosses and things like that. But if you're not paying me to be quiet, I won't be quiet. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. And that's why I have this little 15-minute podcast. And you're listening to 15 Minutes of Frank. Like I said, episode 3. What inspired me today is the social media. I love talking about social media, as you all know. But specifically, what has really sparked my interest in this particular episode is talking about how people like your photos and how they like your videos and share your videos until you say something that they don't like. And you know you have those friends who will like a lot of your things, and then as soon as you say something that you know they disagree with, they don't like it, because God forbid they support you regardless of what your opinion is. So recently what I did was I went on to Facebook and Instagram, and I looked at some people's accounts that I know and people that are in their circle. Now, I know that some people that I know politically believe in one thing or another, but their friends do not like anything that they post that they disagree with. So I found that really interesting. So I dug deep. I went into about a year's worth of social media. And as you can see, I was really researching, or I have no life. Either way. So I went in and I looked at what people were posting a year ago versus now. And what I did was I gravitated to one of their friends that was constantly liking and commenting. Then to see how that friend stopped liking and stopped commenting once they disagreed with their political belief or their photo. Like, let me give you an example, because I know you're completely lost. I know, please, I'm more lost than you are, but I'm trying to hold the flashlight as hard as I can. So I know someone who went to the march, one of the marches. It doesn't matter whether you disagree with the march or not. It doesn't matter. You know what? If that's how a person feels, if that's what they want to do, listen, I don't agree with the KKK, but you know what? We live in a country where people are allowed to march. And if you don't want them to march, you can march about that. But other than that, people should be allowed to say what they want to say, as long as it's not hurting other people. Now, granted, we can have a whole conversation about what the KKK does that hurts people. But on the other hand, maybe that was a bad example. I don't know. Maybe there's a march for people who only believe in eating wheat bread versus people who like white bread. Now, if you love white bread and you think it's stupid to eat wheat bread, you can march about white bread. I'm not trying to make a metaphor about black and white, so don't get carried away. I could have said anything, okay? Whole wheat, multigrain. Multigrain would probably be the metaphor for people who are multiracial. But anyway, so I digress. Go back to the march. The march is here. The march is there. It's everywhere. People are marching, marching, marching. Now, you have friends, right? And I know a group of ladies who are friends, who are all supportive of one another because, you know, they're friends, quote unquote. And all of a sudden, one of them goes to the march and her four chickadee friends are standing there and they're pissed off that she went to the march. So she's like, oh, well, she went to the march. Oh, I can't believe it. Like, don't those women have anything better to do? Oh, because I have to stay home. I have to take care of my kids, who, by the way, are all at school during the day. So I'm basically busy. Right. Gotcha. So you're so busy, you can't go to this march because your beliefs aren't as firm as her. So you have to judge her. And I'm not saying anything bad about people who have kids who stay home, but if I got to hear one more fucking person talk about how busy they are, everyone's busy. Everyone's busy. Throw in some kids, you're busier, absolutely 100%, but everyone's busy. So here's my point. You're so mad at your friend who went to the march. Are you mad at them because you disagree with what they did? Or are you mad that you can't get off your own ass and do something that you believe in? I mean, if you believe in the opposing side of this march, then why don't you march about that? Oh, no, you can't do that. You're too busy. I forgot. I'm sorry. My point is, look, I haven't been to the march. And there's marches out there that I have believed in. I have a crowd problem. Yeah, because my fear is this. My fear is ISIS. Yeah. I'm afraid of ISIS, and I have said this in my shows a million times. I have had friends who have asked me to go to parades, and I say to them, I say, no, I'm not going to parade. And they say, well, if you don't go, then they've won. And I say, well, then let them win. And then they then tell me that, you know, more people die in America from drinking and driving than they do from terrorist attacks. And I say to them, well, they don't realize that those people are drinking because they're so stressed out about the terrorist attacks. And then they get into a car to drive away from ISIS. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just a little terrified with crowds. And it's not just terrorists. It's just people in general. You know, I don't need someone coming up on me with, you know, some sort of weapon, like, you know, a gun, a piece of hard salami, because if someone hits you with hard salami, you could go down. Hard salami's delicious. It just can't be gamey, because I don't like hard salami that's gamey. And I know all of you are thinking that this is going to tie into some penis joke, but it's not. I'm really talking about hard salami. If I was talking about penis, I would have just said a hard penis, which I don't know if somebody could attack you with a hard penis, you know, like if they just came up from behind you and hit you in the head with it. Like, that'd have to be a really tall guy, or maybe he's on stilts. Maybe it's a march for the circus. Yeah, maybe it's a march for the circus. But anyway, so this woman goes to the march, and her friends don't support her, and they don't like it. They don't put the little fucking heart next to it. They don't anything with it. So here's my thing. Don't you think you should support your friends even if you don't believe in what they're doing? I'm going to give you a second to answer. Also, give me an opportunity to wipe my nose. It's running today. I think it's an allergy. I don't know. Maybe it's just the toxins in the air. Maybe it's the hard salami. I don't know. But I'm just saying, look, this is what the thing is here. You guys got to understand something. I have a friend who I used to work with years ago who no longer does what they do in the industry. Now they have decided they want to be a nurse. Now, I think that's stupid. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think it's stupid. I think it's great. I think it's great because they want to do something and they know what they want to do. And, you know, they didn't give up. They just, you know, people change, things evolve, whatever. I'm not going to explain it to you. If you're too stupid to understand this, you shouldn't even be listening to my podcast. But what I'm saying is, here's the point, and I do have one. I am supportive of what they're doing, even though it's not something I want to do. Did you see what I did there? Even though I would not be able to do what they're doing, even though it's not my passion to help old sick people or young sick people or just sick people or just people. Not that you would go to a nurse or a doctor and you weren't sick. But then again, you know, if you're a hypochondriac, you think you're sick. Look, my point is, you got to be supportive of your friends, no matter what they believe in. And if you don't feel support for your friends, then they're not your friends. That's the bottom line. And what's with this whole idea social media has created that everyone's your friend? I have like almost 2,000 friends on Facebook. I can tell you right now, probably about 25 of them are really my friends. Now I know everyone who knows me is going to go and count and make sure that they're on that list. But anyway, I think it's about 25 people. But those are not even like, and those are even acquaintances. Those are people that I have their phone number in my phone. You know, I have people who are like, oh, you're friends with blah, blah, blah. Really? They're famous. Yeah, right. They've just accepted my friendship because they need to fatten up their page. We're not really friends. Although I would like to go over to Oprah's house for tea. She's not having me over. I'd have to go through like six security guys. I'd have to march on her front lawn before she would let me in. So, but anyway, my point is that we've created this idea that these are our friends, and they're not our friends. These people are people that we just like to follow, or people we like to add to a list, because, you know, the more friends you have on social media makes you more important. You know, it's better than getting your master's, because it's a status symbol. And for me, especially in the industry I'm in, which I keep talking about this industry that I'm in, but I sometimes question if I'm really in an industry, because quite often my industry feels more like prostitution than it does the arts. And because I'm always doing things I don't want to do, which I won't share, because this is a whole nother episode that we should be writing, which will be on a completely different channel where you're allowed to talk about graphic sexual activity. But overall, that's what we do. We've created this idea that these people are our friends on social media. And then what we do is we support one another. But the people that you see every day, like the people in your neighborhood, the people that you work with, those are the people that you see all the time. So when you see that someone you're working with, or someone that is in your neighborhood, or even a friend you see all the time, is not supporting your photos, how does that make you feel? Does that make you feel like, oh, well, you were supporting me when I put up this picture of my dog and you thought that was great because you even put a little emoji of someone with sunglasses on, and then someone who had heart eyes, and then someone who was smiling. But then I put up a picture of myself in the march and you said nothing. So I think that you should have to say something. I literally think, like, look, if your friend posts a picture of something you don't really agree with, like, for instance, they go to their grandmother's 90th birthday party. I don't agree with turning 90, because I personally won't turn 90. Even if I am 90, I won't be 90. So I'm completely opposed to that idea. And to celebrate the fact that someone turns 90, I find insulting, because I don't even want people to know that I'm 90. I'm still going to tell them that I'm like probably in my late 50s. And but I still support it. I'll put a heart up. I'll put a thumbs up, because I feel like you should support that person. Yeah, they're stupid. They shouldn't be celebrating a 90th birthday and posting pictures of it, because I just find it insulting that anyone would admit that they're 90. But I believe that you should support your friends. So I just feel like, I hope you're getting something from this, because we're so angry right now. And if you pretend like we're not, you know, we've sunk even deeper into antisocial, passive-aggressive behavior because of these politics that all of us agree and disagree with. Especially a lot of women who are hating on other women, whether they hate them because, you know, they voted for the guy, or whether they voted for the girl, or they're mad that they didn't vote for the girl and then voted for the guy, you know. And I think Hillary would love that I'm calling her a girl. But I think that the fact that I used the word guy for DT, I think he's going to love that too, because there's worse things people are calling him. But then again, there was people who called, you know, Hillary some shitty things. Here I am going into politics, but I don't really want to talk about politics, because you know what? The reality is that we all need to bound together. We need to just seriously have just a big old bowl of something that's going to bind us. Like, I don't know what usually is binding. I'm going to have to call my nurse friend and find out. But something that's really binding. Because that's what we need to do. We need to get together, unify, fight the power, positive, live, breathe, and eat whatever kind of bread you want, whether it's wheat or white. So that's all for me. You got 15 minutes of Frank. Until next time, ciao. Out there. It's episode 3. Have you